I'm talking about faith that'll birth miracles. That's what we're going to have this year. See, this is a year of healing and miracles for the children of God. Those who believe him and take advantage of what belongs to them. We're going to see stuff that we've never seen. Hallelujah. I'm looking to see hands grow on, legs grow on, feet grow. Hallelujah. I'm looking to see that, and I'm going to. Hallelujah. See, I want to start off teaching you how to believe with your heart. See, anything you get from God, you're going to have to get by faith. Amen. It's impossible to please God without faith. And people call us those faith people. Well, bless God. Without faith, you're not going to please God. Right. Hallelujah. And what is that? You know, I've seen a lot of fear people, unbelieving people. You know, I'd rather be a faith person, hadn't you? Hallelujah. We all got to be faith people. So in order to get your miracle and or get a healing, or a miracle for anybody else, you're going to have to know how to believe God in your heart. That's right. Hallelujah. See, I see most of the church that the believers are not believing. I'm not kidding you. They're not believing. We're different here. I'm going to tell you something. You get in other areas and you find out how much different we are. Yeah. Hallelujah. I thank God for this church, and I thank God for being able to go here and be a part of this. But see, most of the church, they're believers, but they're not believing. We settle into the world's mode of thinking. If the doctors can't fix it, it can't be fixed. People think that. You know, people do not believe what the Word of God says. They believe what their senses tell them. They believe what the circumstances say. They believe what's happened in the past, what someone else has told them, but they don't believe the Word. Now, you know what? You're going to have to get to the point where you believe in your heart. And when you believe in your heart, it don't matter what the circumstances say. It don't matter what the doctors say. It don't matter what that x-ray says. It don't matter what the MRI or the, whatever. It doesn't matter what they say. They've even got one test now that's called the PET, the PET. Hallelujah. You think I'm going to believe what a pet tells me? Hallelujah. I'm going to believe the Word. Glory to God. And I'm not making fun of that. I'm just telling you, the church has settled in to if the world can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Well, honey, you don't have to figure out how God's going to do it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe that he will. He has a covenant with us. Hallelujah. Bless God. We have to get our faith built to the point where it has to go the way the Word says. Doesn't matter. You know, your body will scream in pain, and you know what? The Word says something else. Your body may have all kinds of symptoms on it, but the Word says something else. Hallelujah. Glory to God, we're going to have to get our faith built to the point where we believe that Word, no matter what circumstances. And you know what? Now, I'm reading where there's so many people who have mental disorders and depression. You know how big depression is? And in the church? People, I'm going to tell you something. We need to get to a point where I'm going to believe God. It don't matter. Hallelujah. And cast that stuff out. Get rid of that. Hallelujah. It's going to be like we say. Amen. You know, glory to God. People say, I don't know how you can say that. I can say that because the Word says that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there's no other way. The devil has to back off when we start believing the Word. We're not going to experienced miracles apart from the Word of God and faith in his Word. See, I've heard Marilyn Hickey, I listen to her sometimes on TV. I've learned a lot from that woman. Thank God for her. She forged a way for some of us to come and teach the Word. But I was listening to her and Joan Hunter, and they were talking about being someplace in Minneapolis, here in the United States, Minneapolis, Minnesota, United States. And they prayed for some woman who'd had her breast taken off because she had cancer. And they prayed for her, and she went in the bathroom and took the prostheses out and had a new breast. Come on. Hallelujah. In the United States, we hear that stuff happening all over, but it ought to be happening here. Why not here? Why not here? It's time. Bless God. See, the doctors took it off to save their life, and Jesus put it back on to give her a new life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God's going to begin to put parts back on people. Hallelujah. Jesus replaces them to restore them. Hallelujah. He's the God of restoration. Well, come on, people. Glory to God. Do you believe that can happen here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you believe it's going to happen here?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Why should we go out of this world without all our parts? You know, we came in with them. We ought to have them. And God is the God of restoration. He said, I will restore the years the canker worm, the pommer worm, and the caterpillar has taken. Hallelujah. Bless God. So I believe it's going to happen here. And I refuse to make up excuses as to why it's not happening. Amen. Why it's not working. We're just going to keep pushing people till we see results. Studying the Word, hearing the Word of God, letting the Holy Ghost move. Do you know what would happen years ago? You know how many times I believed for this stuff and didn't see it? Come on, now let's just get real. I've been in this 45 years. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. 45 years I've been saved, and I've been believing God for, but about 7 of them I was in a different church that didn't teach it. But I began to get hold of the Word, and I've been believing. You say, I'm going to have to believe God for 47. What are you going to be doing otherwise? Might as well be believing God. See, I didn't fail all those times. I'm being built up. I'm getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And every year, getting stronger in the faith to where I can believe God. When the airplane's bumping, you can say to it, you will not bump. And it don't. Hallelujah. You can say to the storm, be gone. Get out of here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak calm to the storm. And it'll do it. You know why? Because I spent years building my faith. And I'm not here to say, look what I can do. I'm here to say, look what you can do. Hallelujah. Look what Jesus can do through us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless God. You know why I stay so excited? Because glory to God, I see these things happening. Hallelujah. I refuse to let the devil drag me through the mud. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now pay attention. We're going to understand how to believe correctly. Mark 11:23. Oh, sister, I've heard that. Well, hear it again. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you never get all there is to know out of the Word? For verily I say unto you. Who's he talking to? Me. Hallelujah. That whosoever, are you a whosoever? Shall say. Didn't say think. It said shall say to the mountain, to this mountain. What mountain's he talking about? He didn't say a particular mountain. He didn't say, I'm talking that mountain right over there. He's not talking real estate. Whatever mountain is in your life that's aggravating you, hallelujah, all you got to do is say to this mountain. Now, what are we supposed to say? Be thou removed. Be thou removed. And be cast into the sea. And I thought, you know, maybe I need to start saying that. Everything that I call out, cast it into the sea. Hallelujah. And shall not doubt in his heart. Here, he didn't say don't have any doubt in your head. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. Come on now. Glory to God. Did God just put that in there to fill up pages? He meant it. Hallelujah. You're going to have what you say, but you know what the problem with the church? We've been saying everything. We have not trained ourselves to believe that we're going to have what we say. I'm very careful what I say because I believe that what I say comes to pass. Amen. But most of the church don't do that. They just say all kinds of stuff. Well, I was just kidding. The devil don't care if you're kidding or not. You know what? He'll use those words against you. So you be careful what you say. Now, you know what? He didn't say speak first. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. He says, speak first. Be removed. Be cast in the sea. And then he says, don't doubt in your heart. Hallelujah. See, if you can doubt in your heart, you can believe in your heart. You can. If you can believe, if you can believe in your heart that those things you've just said will come to pass, you can have it. That's what he said. I didn't make that up. People call me a fanatic. They say I'm over the edge. You know, Boy, you're pushing it. No, you bet I'm pushing it. It is the devil. I'm pushing him for all I'm worth. Hallelujah. Believing with the heart is a big part of your being able to have what you say. Romans 10:10. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. There's another scripture. Notice man believes it with his heart. How do you do that? How do you believe with your heart? We're not talking about a physical blood pump here. Hallelujah. The heart is the center of man. The heart of a tree is the roots. The heart of a matter is the center of it, the most important part. And the heart of the man is his spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul, mind, will, and emotions. And you live in a body. Hallelujah. This is very important that we know that. The body is just your earth suit. Hallelujah. We're to believe with our spirit, our heart. I'm going to tell you something. If Jesus came into your heart, he came in, the Spirit of God is in there. You believe with his spirit. Believe in your heart. Believe in his spirit. See, hallelujah. He believes. Now line up with, ooh, that's good. Hallelujah. See, he believes. Just line up with what he's already in there. Hallelujah. Bless God. Are you getting anything out of this? I'm already getting something. Hallelujah. See, you cannot contact God with your body or your mind. You can't contact him with your emotions. Your emotions do not blink. They don't move God. God is a spirit. You have to contact him with your spirit. He told the woman at the well, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. You're jumping around and falling down and crying and begging does not move God. You move him with your spirit. Now, you can bring some of that stuff into your worship, but you have to contact God with your spirit. You get into contact with your intellect, with your soul. You contact the physical part with your body. The soul and the body were given to you so that you can contact the intellect and your physical realm. But the spirit was given to you to contact God. Oh, man, that's good. You understand? God, when you asked Jesus to come in, he put his spirit in you so that you could talk to him, so that you could contact him, so that you could get your needs met. Hallelujah. He himself moved inside you. Yes. Hallelujah. And then we talk about I. You know, the real, you've never seen the real me. Ooh, it's good looking. Oh my goodness. Well, the real me is the spirit looks just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you just see the house I live in. That's all. Hallelujah. But you believe with your heart, the center of your being, which is your spirit. So we have to figure out how do we believe with our spirit. One thing I wanted you to see is how important the Word of God is. See, the Word of God is your treasure chest. I love that. I was thinking about that. The Word of God is my treasure chest. I go in there. What do you do with a treasure chest? You know, you protect it. My goodness, you treasure it, don't you? And if you got a treasure chest, oh my goodness, girls used to have treasure chests, or they call them hope chests, you know, and they put all their stuff there hoping they're going to get married one day, and they got all this stuff that, well, you know, if we got a treasure chest, we got all this stuff in there. Oh my goodness. And we protect it. We get our needs met out. Everything I'm ever going to need is in that treasure chest. Can you see that? Hallelujah. Now, if you had $1 million or had a chest with $1 million in it, but it was locked and you didn't have the combination, you'd set about trying to find the combination, wouldn't you? Oh, this is good. This is good, Bev. This is good. You know what? You have a treasure chest. Now, there is a lock on it, but it's not to keep you out. It's to keep the revelation from the devil. Get in there. Begin to dig into that treasure chest and find out what he says and what's yours and begin to use it. Hallelujah. And begin to, if you don't know how, then get in there and read and find out how. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, yeah. Hallelujah. See, the Bible has a lock on it, not to keep you out, but to keep the enemy out. You have to dig in there to get the revelation and find the coming. And you know what? That's why meditation of the Word is so essential. You need to meditate that Word just over and over. You know, sometimes in the night I wake up meditating the Word. I'll have that Word just saying it over and over and over again. And I think, what am I saying? I realize I'm saying the Word, something I've meditated that day. And as you meditate, he said, if you meditate therein day and night, then you shall be like a tree planted by the river's water that bringeth forth its fruit in the season. Your leaf won't wither. And whatever you do shall prosper. He said, whatever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you want everything you do to prosper? Amen. Glory to God. Now, you better start doing the right thing because you don't want to believe some of this other stuff. Hallelujah. But God has promised us victory, abundance, and healing. But it's up to us to go after it. And we do that by faith. The Bible is your supply house. Man, I love this. You see it? 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Now, that's not H-O-L-Y. I'm so holy. It's W-H-O-L-L-Y. Holy, all of you. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Separate you wholly. Set apart. Set you apart wholly. Do you see a clear separation of the spirit? That spirit man living in your physical body? See, my spirit man, if, you know, this thing looks like it has life, don't it? I mean, it looks like it has life. But you know what? Now it has no life. It only has life because I put it on. See, it's just laying there. It won't move. I could kick it. It don't do a thing. It just lays right there. Hallelujah. But you know what? When I put that on, hallelujah. When I put that on, then it has life. It moves. See, glory to God. Jesus put his spirit in me. Hallelujah. And bless God, that's the real me. And that's the part that ain't ever going to die. It's going to live forever. Hallelujah. God has separated me holy. Glory to God. And he'll keep me. I'm establishing that you're a three-part being. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "For which cause we faint not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." My spirit is renewed. Ooh, it's young, don't have any wrinkles. Ooh, glory to God. Has all kinds of energy. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Don't have any gray hair. Glory. Praise God. We don't either, as long as we have Sherry's around. As long as they keep making that stuff in bottles, we don't have it either. But hallelujah. Praise God. Your spirit is referred to as your inner man, the real you, not your physical body. The real you is the spirit man on the inside of you. When that spirit man leaves this body, just like my coat laying there on the floor, when the spirit man leaves, it doesn't matter what you do to the body because spirit man is gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. The house you live in will be lifeless when the spirit leaves. Hallelujah. No matter what you say, it doesn't care. Has no life in it when the spirit leaves. So the real you, your spirit, has to believe God. Get in touch with him. 1 Corinthians 9:27. "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I've preached to others, I should myself be a castaway." The I he's referring to there is the inner man. He says, "I keep my body." Now, isn't that a dumb thing to say unless you realize that we're a three-part being? You know, that would be like saying, "My body keeps my body." No, he said the real I keep my body. My spirit man keeps my body. And I bring it under subjection. That means you don't let it do everything it wants to do. Ow. Hallelujah. Fast. I don't want to fast. Oh, you know, no. We need to bring that body into subjection. So the I he's referring to there is the inner man. And the body is the it. I keep it under subjection. He was aware that the real man is inward man. Most Christians don't understand the real you is your spirit. People treasure the body so much. And we should take care of it. Because without it, honey, you can't stay on this planet. Excuse me. But most people don't realize that the fact that the real you is not your body. It's your spirit. Now, your spirit has within it the soul, the mind, and the emotions, the will. Hallelujah. Thank you. If you don't believe that, let's go to Luke 16 there, and I want to show you something. In Luke 16:19, it says, "There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and spared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at a gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked up his sores. And it came to pass, when the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, the rich man died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes." So, you know, his spirit was what went to hell. Not his body. They buried his body. "Being in torment, he seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in the flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. And now he is comforted, but thou art tormented. And besides this, all this, between you, us and you, there's a great gulf fixed," he said. Then the rich man goes on to say, "Well, I got, you know, send somebody. I got five brothers." So he had emotions. Do you understand what I'm trying to show you is that your soul goes with your spirit, because his soul went with him to hell. He remembered. He remembered he had five brothers. He had compassion. You know, people say, I don't care. I'm just going to hell. And you know, all my friends will be there and blah, blah, you know, and I don't care who goes to hell. And they tell other people to go to hell. You hear people telling them that. They don't even realize what they're saying. In hell, this rich man lifted up his eyes and said, Father Abraham, send somebody to warn my brothers because they come to this awful place. You understand? Oh, glory. Do you see that his spirit was in hell, but he still had his mind and his will and his emotions? He remembered his brother and his families. 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. He calls your spirit man the hidden man. If I see Roy's truck going down the road and I say, there goes Roy. Well, I didn't see Roy. I just saw the truck that carried him. I'm familiar with what he drives. Do you see that? We're familiar with what carries the real you. Hallelujah. Bless God. I'm establishing something here. You know what? So that you get your natural way of thinking out of the way and get over into the spirit. Romans 7:22 says, for I endorse and delight in the law of my God in my most inmost self with my new nature. Do you see that there's a man on the inside? Get hold of this. You're a spiritual man living in a physical body in a physical world. You were created by God in his image. Hallelujah. You're a spirit. If you don't understand this, you know, and if you don't understand beyond the natural things, the physical things, you won't get your needs met. You're a spiritual man capable of spiritual things, and you can get past, you know, you can get past all that when you come out of your mind. You want us to be out of your mind? Yes, in a way I do. I'd like you to get over in the spirit, out of your mind. See, we always have to understand things. Well, God does want us to have understanding in our mind, but in our spirit, I can receive things. In my spirit that I can't receive with my mind. You understand? I can receive some things from God because I get it with my spirit. But I cannot understand and get it with my mind. Hallelujah. You understand? When God said, John 17, he said, teach them that you've loved them just as you loved us. Can you get that in your head that God loves you as much as he loves Jesus? I can't, but I can get it with my spirit. Hallelujah. Bless God. Whoa, come on, say glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Get into this thing. Get your mind to know that you can dominate spiritual things. You can. You can dominate physical things. I mean, you can. You can take your spirit and get what you need. Glory to God and pull it to you. Hallelujah. Glory. The things you know, I can get stuff that I cannot see. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. But if I ever get it in here, and if I can ever see it in my spirit, I can have it. You understand? So we got to get that. We got to be able to see with our spirit eyes. See it with your spirit, and that'll pull it to you in the natural. Hallelujah. People say, well, I just can't see myself healed. Well, then don't worry about it because you won't get healed. Hallelujah. I can't see myself living in a big house like that. Well, you better. Hallelujah. I saw myself riding in a big car. Somebody else chauffeured me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you understand? That's a good faith lesson for me. I can see that. Hallelujah. But this will not happen until you understand that you cannot be imprisoned by your physical body in this physical world and not understand how it operates. You got to believe with the heart. Believe with your spirit. How does the spirit get faith? So that your mind can wrap itself around it. So you have to bring this mind. I mean, you can't just, I'm a spirit and I do nothing else. I don't feed my body. I don't read anything. I'm a spirit. You know, no. You know what? You got to feed this body. You got to read and keep your mind up. They say the best way to keep from getting old is take a foreign language. It'll keep your mind active. People who just sit and do nothing, their mind don't work. You got to keep all three going. You understand? You're a three-part being. But you are a spirit. You have a body, you live in a body, and you have a mind. Hallelujah. Take care of all three. 1 Corinthians 2:13. And we are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. But the natural non-spirit man does not accept or welcome or admit in his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. See, your mind can't get this. Hallelujah. See, I got to figure out, now how could God get that to me? I need $5,000 by in the morning. And who, how could I get that? Where would I get that? Who could loan me that? See, I don't have to do that. My petition is made to God. I don't have to figure out how he's going to do it. You got to get that with healing. Hallelujah. You got something wrong. It's been there for years. Doctors have tried. Nothing can be done. Bless God. God made you. He knows how to fix you. Come on. Hallelujah. You reach in there and get a hold of it by your spirit. Hallelujah. Understand this with your spirit. God has it there. If he paid the price, I might as well have it. Amen. You know, isn't that truth? If you bought your kid something, and you set it there and said you can have it, and she said, no, I'm just not worth that. I can't take that. Well, you know what? It was your will she had it. And if she didn't want to take it, that's up to her. Same thing, people. God, yeah, and we look at who didn't make it. They made it to heaven, maybe. But, you know, there's people who get sick and die, and then everybody puts their eyes on that. But so-and-so died. But so-and-so died. The Bible didn't say you can have this unless so-and-so dies. You know what? You get your eyes off what's happened to somebody else. Glory to God. Maybe you didn't know exactly how to get that person to live a while longer. But don't let that stop you. Glory to God. You make up your mind, devil. You may have took that one out early, but this is the last. I draw a line. You ain't messing with me, boy. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. It's about time. Some of our people got a little guts and a little get in their guinea, quit messing around and feeling sorry for themselves. Come on. We got some power here, people. Hallelujah. Bless God. Draw you a line. Hallelujah. Sometimes Bev and I go in the hospitals to pray, and we just tell the devil, it's going to be like we say, boy. Not going to be like you say. It's going to be like we say, because we say what the Word says. And hallelujah. Guess what? It is. Hallelujah. Bless God. But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, investigates, inquires into, questions, and discerns all things. Yet in himself, to be put on trial and judged by no one, he can read the meaning of everything, and no one can properly discern or appraise or get insight into him. The intellect by itself has a hard time comprehending spiritual things. It's been trained by the physical. You understand that? How does our spirit get faith to our intellect that our intellect can't understand? Through the Word of God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. See, God didn't lay some stuff out there and say, well, you can't understand this. People say, I just can't understand the Bible. I just don't read it. I can't understand it. Well, bully for you. I wouldn't be telling anybody that. You're showing your ignorance. Cut it out. Hallelujah. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. That has to be referring to the spiritual man, because your outward man lives by bread. Try not eating for 6 months and see what happens to you. Bread sustains us. It's the inner man that don't live by bread alone. Amen. Hallelujah. I told that man yesterday, get yourself a Bible that you can understand and begin to read it, because that's what your spirit man eats. Amen. God's talking about the real man here. Your real man, the spirit, cannot live by nature and the natural things alone. The spirit man lives by every word that comes from God. My spirit lives by the Word. Can you see why there are so many carnal Christians? Yeah. Carnal Christians?
Yes. Yeah.
Carne. I heard Kenneth Copeland say carne, that means meat. So he said, otherwise you're meatheads. I'm not calling you that. That's what he said. Carnal Christians, meathead. To believe with the Spirit means to believe apart from our physicals. Well, Kenneth Copeland said it on national TV. I guess I can say it here. To believe with the Spirit means to believe apart from what my physical senses tell me. If I'm believing with my spirit, I'm not going to believe what my physical symptoms are saying. I believe with my spirit, not with my body. Most people believe with their body. Your body will lie to you.
That's right.
Your mind will too. How many of you really like something one time, and next time you don't even like it at all? Did you ever have that happen? You know, maybe it's something you eat and you just love it, and then all of a sudden you're just sick of it and you don't even like that anymore. Or there's things you like to do, and then all of a sudden you don't like to. Your mind will play tricks on you. Hallelujah. Now, we're not talking about imaginary things we're making up. Hallelujah. See, I believe with my spirit, not with my body. My physical senses will indicate to me that I'm sick. When the word tells me I'm healed. Hallelujah. The physical man believes what it sees, smells, hears, feels, and whatever the other one is. Hallelujah. There's five of them. Taste. Hallelujah. The heart believes the word regardless of seeing, hearing, feeling. Again, I say this is not mind over matter. This is the word of God being the truth. Hallelujah. What is truth to you? Is it the word of God? See, my senses were given to me to help my physical body in this physical state. I need those senses to get along in this physical world. When I smell something, my body's going to believe it. When I feel something, my body will believe it. So the senses were given to me to help me here in this world. The body believes the senses, but my spirit believes the word. But you're going to have to train your mind and will and emotions to get in line with that word of God. And then your body will come in line. It will. Hallelujah. As the body believes the senses, my spirit believes the word. Spiritual things go with spiritual things. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they're life. Hallelujah. Do you know that? Glory to God. When you take that word and put it in there, the Bible says it's alive and full of power. When I put that in there, I'm just feeling it getting right on me. I'm just like I'm rubbing on a salve or something. I just rub it on me. Hallelujah. I feel it going down in there doing something. Hallelujah. We were out there and we went to this place. It was they sold tea. And as we walked in, they had a place there. They were giving you this tea. So I drank it, and it was good. And my tongue got all numb. But I thought, I just thought it was kind of crazy. Well, then she bought some. We took it home. And I drank it. And I'm going to tell you something. I got a reaction from that. Like, my head spun. My tongue got numb. It's like I got a buzz or something. I thought, great goodness, I wonder what was in that tea. Then I got sick to my stomach. My skin broke out. My skin peeled off. I mean, I got all kinds of reactions from that tea. From that tea. I asked her, I said, what'd you put in that tea? She said, nothing. But what I'm telling you that for, I had all these symptoms. And I mean, I'm embarrassed because I'm throwing up over here and her and this other lady are watching me, and I'm in the parking lot, and, you know, I'm thinking, what in the world? She came over there and laid her hand on me and began to pray, and immediately I got better. Immediately. Do you know why? Because I've trained my spirit. You get your hand. I tell Roy, get your hand on me. If you lay your hand on me, I'll be healed because I believe the word of God, and I believe when you put your hand on me, I'm going to get better. Hallelujah. Now, it's not always immediate. Sometimes it'll take me a little while, but I know it started. Hallelujah. Yeah. When Scott was a little boy, and I'd take him to school, and he went to a Christian school, and they'd call me and say, he's sick. I'd say, take him in there and pray for him. He'll be fine. You come and get him. He's sick. So I go get him, take him to the car, lay hands on him, send him back to school. I taught that kid how to believe God, and I taught him, he don't know how to get sick. He didn't back then. Hallelujah. You know, bless God. Teach your kids. Don't teach them how to be sick. Amen. Glory to God. Get yourself to the point where if somebody can just get their hand on you and pray. I mean, I felt like that's the most spiritual prayer. She was kind of shocked when it just worked. So it just worked. But you know why? Because I believe God. And again, I'm not saying, look what I've done. I'm not saying that at all. Don't hear that. I'm saying I've spent 45 years in the Word of God, putting that Word in me till my spirit believes the Word. People who wouldn't talk to me otherwise come and want me to use my faith to help them. I'm sure they do that too. People who've said bad things about you and don't even want to be around you, but then they'll call you and say, would you use your faith for me? And that's good, you know, because praise God, bless the Lord. You know what? That's why we set ourselves to forgive. We set ourselves to keep our heart right so we can help people. It's not about me. Woo! I try to make it about me every now and then, but it's not about me. It's about Him. Hallelujah. But Jesus told us to believe in our spirit. The spirit believes the Word of God, regardless of the senses. You won't ever die believing in your spirit. You understand that? No matter how sick you get, your spirit will reject what your body believes if you'll train it. If your spirit will believe in abundance, it will reject lack. It will. in healing, it'll reject sickness. It's your choice. You're going to, but you can't say one thing one time, and something else some other time. I'm so sick, I thought I'd die. Now, but by his stripes, I'm healed. They don't go together. Come on. Hallelujah. Quit calling yourself old. I see 40-year-olds. I want to kick them right in the rump. I'm just getting old. Well, what do you think about me, for goodness sake? I'm way up there. I'm not getting old. I may be aging a little, but bless God, who said I had to get old? Who said you had to get so much and fall apart? Hallelujah. We're going to see a bunch of these what would have been grannies running around making the younger ones look like they're, you know, what's the matter with you? I mean, we're going to make some of these young ones wonder why they didn't serve God all the days of their life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm just so glad we're winners. Aren't you? Hallelujah. Glory. I see Gwen. Bless God. Gwen goes to, she goes to nursing homes. She goes into people's homes. She sets up a night with people. I'm telling you what. And when people, she's not old at all. But sometimes when people have as many years on them as some of us have, they're ready to quit and fall apart. And here she is out there doing more for God the last 20 years than you did all the time before that, aren't you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we're training you. Start now. You say, well, I'm not old, honey. You will be. If Jesus don't come, guess what? Glory to God. You need to learn to put the word in your mouth and start taking care of your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, Jesus said, my words are spirit and they're life. They're life. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus is the word wrapped up in flesh. God put a body on the word. You understand that? The same way God did that, he can put a body on your word. Yeah. Oh, people, that's good. Woo, hallelujah. Man, that's revelation. You understand? Woo. If God could put a body on Jesus, on the word, and make it flesh, God can put a body on that word that you're speaking. Who is it? A house? Is it a car? Is it your family put back there? God, whoa, hallelujah. That's wonderful. Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. He can wrap your promise up in flesh and bring it to you. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My body is designed to believe my senses, but my spirit's designed to believe the word. Your struggle is believing with your senses and never believing with your heart. That's what people do. The only thing your spirit believes is the word. It will not believe circumstances. It won't agree with sickness or anything that doesn't line up with the word. Jesus told us to believe with our spirit. The spirit believes the word regardless of the senses. You won't ever die believing, whew, in your spirit. I told you that a while ago. Glory to God. See, no matter how sick you get, your spirit will reject what your body believes. If your spirit will believe in abundance, it'll reject lack. In healing, it'll reject sickness. It's your choice. I said that a while ago, but I wanted to say it again. You can't mix your senses with faith. It won't work like that. It's time for the church to become peculiar again. We become like everybody else. You understand that? You know, they ought to be calling us weird. You know, some of them do. Hallelujah. See, we've been too busy trying to be accepted. Now, I'm not talking about Looney Tunes. We got too many of them. Doo-doo, doo-doo, running around, you know. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about grounded on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I've walked in this for years, and people always thought I was weird. But I got results. Right. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not talking about these weird people out there that never get any results. But, you know, what the world calls weird and what Jesus calls weird is two different things. He called us a peculiar people. Hallelujah. And you know what? People need to know where to come when they get sick. Go to not the weird person that's off in the ditch over here and then off the ditch over there and saying all kinds of stuff and making messes that God has to clean up. But I'm talking about the kind of weird that we walk in the word of God and we get some results and we help people and we walk in love and we're not out trying to beat somebody. I earned their respect because I got results and never wavered in what I believed. See, you know what? Vicky and Steve, they knew me years ago. They knew. And I'm not varied, have I? They used to come to, not, this is not about me, but I think if I can use me as an example, and you see that you can walk in faith and you can walk in the Spirit and you can stay saved for 40 years. Hallelujah. Understand? Hallelujah. But they knew me when I started teaching a Bible study years ago. I talked so fast you couldn't understand me. You think you have problems now? You should have been back there then. Hallelujah. Anyway, but I've walked the same thing and taught the same thing. And again, I'm not saying, look what I've done. I'm saying, look what Jesus has done. You understand? Look what Jesus has done. I'm tired of hearing sob stories. You know how somebody started walking with God 40 years ago and then quit. And then they find God at the end of their life. You know, praise God for that. And please don't take that wrong. I'm not saying, but I want to see some success stories. I want to see some of these kids getting saved and staying with God until they're 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and Jesus takes them home. Hallelujah. I'm tired of seeing Christians who've been saved for 40 years and they're so dead you wouldn't even know they're saved. Come on, people. Hallelujah. God ought to be doing something in your life every day. Hallelujah. You ought to be believing for some miracles every single day. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, sometimes it looked like I was failing, but I wasn't. Take another look, devil. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, it would have been easier a lot of times to let up. I had a dogged determination to walk by faith, and I couldn't give up. People rejected me who didn't believe what I was doing, but they respected me. You understand? Why? Because I got results. I kept walking it. I didn't walk it this week and then next week. Well, I guess that's not true, so I'm going to stop that. Hallelujah. And again, I'm not saying, look what I've done. I'm telling you that God can help you hang on to the Word of God and hang on to Him. And He said you're kept by His power. He won't turn you loose. So if you won't turn loose of Him, so you fail. Get back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, all the people at church know what I've done. That's okay. They know it anyway. You might as well come on back. Hallelujah. Bless God. It'll cost you to walk in this, but bless God, it's worth it. Cost you, won't it? Hallelujah. Cost you everything He got, but bless God, it's worth it. It's worth it. Hallelujah. Little Sherry, bless the Lord. I got her years ago, 25 years ago, when her mom passed away, and I just picked her up and adopted her. And she's walked with God all these years. And it's not always been easy, but bless God, she kept walking with God. And others of you, you know, you just kept walking with God. When you fall down, just don't refuse to stay there. Proverbs 3, 5, and 7 says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Reverently fear and worship the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. Trust in the Lord with all your spirit. Do not try to trust God with your senses. Lean on Him. Rely on Him. Whatever Jesus did, His Word can still do. Did you hear what I said? Whatever Jesus did, His Word can still do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, my husband found a man's billfold New Year's Eve. No, it's Christmas Eve day. And I was going to the grocery store, and I had 1,000 things to do. And he came in there, and he said, Evelyn, I found this man's billfold outside of McDonald's. And he went in to see if he could see anybody that looked like the picture, but he couldn't. So he brought it home, and I looked through the billfold. There's his credit card. There's his Social Security card. There's his driver's license. I mean, all this pertinent information in there, no phone number. So we took the billfold, and we went back to try to find the address. So we get over there, and nobody was home. So I told Roy, I said, we've got to get this to him before he calls these credit card companies and stops everything, you know. So anyway, he wasn't there, so I left a note on his garage. And as we were backing out, people, this is the lengths God will go to get you.
That's right.
As we were backing out, that Roy would even find this billfold over in the snow on Christmas Eve day. Then we're there, and he's not there. He goes to Target, and his car won't start, so he walks home. He gets there just as we're pulling out of the driveway. And he said, can I help you folks? And Roy said, well, we're looking for, and he said the man's name. We didn't say his whole name, just his first name. And he said, well, I'm, and he said his whole name, so we knew it was him. And Roy said, well, we found your gift. Oh, I said, my goodness, that's so good. He said, I've just been going crazy about that. Can I hug you? He said. So I get out of the car and go around, and he hugs me. And I said, can I tell you something? He said, yeah. I said, I want to know if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. He said, no, ma'am, I don't believe that stuff. And I said, well, Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. You've got to believe Jesus. You've got to believe in him. I don't believe that, so I don't have to believe. I said, no, you don't have to believe. You can go to hell if you want to, but you don't have to. So I'm standing in the middle of the road trying to get this man, telling him scripture. He's mad at God. Roy asked him, he said, why are you so angry with the Lord? Well, he took my wife and daughter. I said, he didn't take your wife and daughter. Well, then who did? Who am I supposed to blame? I said, you blame the devil. The Bible says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He said, well, that sounds like The Exorcist. I thought, you've been seeing too many movies instead of reading your Bible. But anyway, I said, no, it's not The Exorcist. I said, God is a good God, and he loves you. I can't believe that. Besides that, nobody cares about me. I slapped that man in the middle of the chest, and he made me so mad. I said, I've been standing here for 30 minutes in freezing weather in the middle of the street telling you about Jesus and how much he loves you. Don't you tell me nobody cares. I said, I'll mark you for the kingdom of God. I hit him right in the chest. I said, I'll mark you for the kingdom of God. You can't go to hell. You're going to see my face in the middle of the night. Oh. Hallelujah. I went back and got my phone number. I thought, bless God, I'm not going to leave it. If he wants to get saved, he's going. I said, I go to Life Church. And Roy, let's go get groceries. And we got in the car and left him. But I marked him.
Yes.
I marked him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I may not be the one to pray the sinner's prayer with him, but bless God, we may come up here with some Sunday morning. There he is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. And you know the pitiful thing was, when I said to him, could I pray with you? He said, yeah. So I started to pray. I said, say, dear Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Oh, God, forgive me. Forgive me, God. Oh, for this wine, wailed. Forgive me. Oh, yes, forgive me. I received Jesus. And, oh, no, I can't do that. Now, could he get saved any other way? No. He has to accept Jesus. Hallelujah. See, when you don't believe that, if you don't believe what Jesus said, if you don't believe what he did, you can't get saved. But he will. He will, people. I've been praying for him. I bet he's hearing my voice in the night.
I bet he is.
Everywhere he looks, he sees my face. Get that woman out of my face. Hallelujah. But he has to accept what the word says with his spirit. If he tries to believe with his mind, he can't be saved. Whatever God is, his word is. So trust. You know, trust with the word, with your spirit. Hallelujah. Trust in the word. You know, who is our God, with your spirit. Glory. I remember one time somebody accused me of worshiping the word. Well, you just worship the word. Well, the word was made flesh. How do you separate the two? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now if I'm worshiping a piece of paper or a book, that's wrong. Psalms 138:2, and you need to remember this. It says, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth and faithfulness. For you have exalted above all else your name and your word, and you have magnified your word above all your name. Hallelujah. John 1:1 says, in the beginning, before all time, was the word, Christ. And the word was with God, and the word was God himself. Hallelujah. Jesus is word wrapped in flesh. He shows us evidence that the word can become flesh. It can become a job. It can become healing. It can become a house. It can become a car. It can become a family. It can become a miracle. Hallelujah. It can become deliverance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In order for it to become, you have to believe with your spirit, not your senses. Don't lean to your natural understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. To believe God with your heart means to believe apart from your body. When the scripture says with the heart man believes, he's saying with your spirit you believe. Are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Everywhere you see heart, put spirit there. Hallelujah. Meditate this. Don't comprehend it with your mind. You know, people, maybe you think, well, what are you teaching this? Listen, I wish somebody had taught me. I always tell me, I wish I had a Bev Tucker in my life when I first got saved. You know, hallelujah. I wish I asked Pastor Kevin one time, I said, where were you when I got saved? He said, Evan, I wasn't even born yet. He didn't have to tell me that. Hallelujah. But how I wish somebody had told me this stuff, taught me this. Hallelujah. How blessed you are to be taught the things you're being taught here. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying, you know, I don't have to qualify my statements. You know, I'm not exalting Jesus. Oh, Evelyn, I'm exalting Jesus. I am exalting Jesus, not Evelyn. Hallelujah. Your spirit was designed to believe the word. If you try and believe the word with your heart, you know, like with your physical heart, you couldn't. If you tried to believe him with your fivefold senses, you know, you couldn't believe. You can't believe with your heart if the outward circumstances have a part of your believing. If they do, you're not believing with your heart. And people get this. A lot of times people are just hoping.
Right.
They're wishing. Yeah. They're wanting something to be true, but they have not believed with their heart. They're waiting for a test to confirm their healing. They're waiting for a symptom to disappear. You know, this is life and death, people. Believe with your spirit. It don't matter what the test says. It doesn't matter what your body screams. If you can't believe apart from your spirit or apart from your senses, the physical things, you know, you've got to get that where your spirit believes past whatever is going on. Hallelujah. See, where whatever is going on in your spirit carries more weight than what the world says or what your body says or what the test says. When you believe with your spirit, nothing in the natural can change that. You can't believe with your heart if you don't read your Bible. If you don't know the word, if you don't know the promises, you can't believe with your heart. You won't get anything out of the kingdom until you begin to believe with your heart. Hallelujah. You have to know the word so you have something for God to wrap that flesh in. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Oh, that's good. That was such a good download. Hallelujah. See, you try to get God to wrap flesh in flesh. You understand what I'm saying? Something in your mind, you want him to wrap that. Well, he can't. So believe what the word says about your situation. Believe with your heart and you'll experience victory in every area of your life. Your senses are not to govern you. If you can't see how God can do it, then you won't believe it. You don't have to know how he gets it done. Just believe he says it in his word and he'll wrap flesh in that word. And you'll have your miracle. You will have your miracle. Glory to God. Maybe you've been standing for 25 years. Well, bless God, stand a little longer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your senses were never supposed to govern your world. Hallelujah. My spirit won't believe broke. Won't believe sick. It won't believe dying before my time. It don't believe in old age either. Falling apart, creaky. People say, well, you know the aches and pains you have as you get old. Listen, people, I don't know. I don't have aches and pains, and I'm telling you, every now and then you might get something to try to come on you. You rebuke it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You don't put up with that. Hallelujah. Somebody said to me, oh, I can't believe you're the age you are. How do they know how old I am? I usually tell you, but anyway, I can't believe you're the age you are. And you don't have aches and pain. I thought, no, I just got up this morning and said, I'm going to lie to this man. No, I'm telling you the truth. That's kind of smart, Elke. I'm sorry. But people say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you about something like that. Hallelujah. You know, I would say regularly, I don't have aches and pains. Every now and then, not long ago, I turned my ankle. Most of you heard that story. And I had to really believe God to get it back to work. And every now and then when I stand on it, it'll do that. And I just say, no, you don't. No, you don't. In Jesus' name, you will work. Pain, you'll come out. And it goes. Hallelujah. So we go, oh, my poor old back and legs. Oh, if that's what you talk about, that's what you're going to have. Hallelujah. Cut it out. You get faith in your heart by saying things.
Right.
You know, if I can pull what I believe for into me. I can faith it in or I can fear it in. The thing I greatly feared has come upon me. Well, the thing I greatly faith is coming on me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But believe in God. You know what? It's a decision you have to make every day. Some days you won't feel like believing God. But it's up to you to make that decision. I choose to believe with my spirit. There's days when I don't feel like believing. I'd rather lay there. You know? Hallelujah. People come and hear this, but they won't do it. You know, they go right back to what they were doing before. Decide to believe in your spirit. If you're believing is wrong, you're thinking is wrong. If you're thinking is wrong, your confession is going to be wrong. And if your confession is wrong, then your manifestation is going to be wrong. Is everybody understanding what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you for coming. That's so nice of you to come and listen. Hallelujah. Some days you have to believe it in the face of apparent defeat. You hear me? When they said there was a mass in my breast, I couldn't accept that. I couldn't accept it because that's not what God said. I believed I'm the righteousness of God. And I sat there and the x-ray was there. But I couldn't accept that when the word said differently. Even in the face of apparent defeat, you won't waver. And if you won't, God will turn the thing around. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Do you think it just works for me? No, it'll work for anybody. It'll work it. People say that don't work. No, you didn't work it. It'll work. Just because your body says something different than the word, your body has to submit to the word. If I stand firm, hallelujah, your body can't take over your spirit if you don't allow it. Even in the face of lack, you stand on your decision to believe in the promise. In the face of pain, stand on your decision to believe the promise. Remember Daniel and the three Hebrew children? In Daniel 1:8, it says, But Daniel determined in his heart that he'd not defile himself by eating the portion of the king's rich and dainty food or by drinking the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chiefs of the eunuchs that he might be allowed not to defile himself. King James says he purposed in his heart. Before he was tested, oh glory, this is good, people.
Good.
Before he was tested, he made the decision. Decide today, not when sickness hits, not when lack comes, not when things are falling apart. Determine in your heart today, I will believe the word of God above all else. Prophesy to your body. Prophesy to your checkbook. Take it out and talk to it. You'll never be broke another day in your life. I'll never see you in the red ever again. In Jesus' name, my God supplies my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Prophesy to your body. Prophesy to that tumor. Prophesy to that arthritis. Hallelujah. Old Arthur, you may be the worst one of them rightus boys, but you ain't living on me. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Then button your lip and believe. Because if you open your mouth and start to say stupid stuff and stuff that the word don't say, it'll mess you up good. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no foul or polluting language or evil word or unwholesome or unworthless or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others and is fitting to the need and the occasion, that it may be a blessing and give grace, God's favor, to those that hear it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him by whom you were sealed, marked. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If God marked me, I can mark somebody else. Can I? Hallelujah. He said, ask of me, I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. I just marked those heathens. Hallelujah. We was all heathen before we got saved. Hallelujah. By whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own and secured for the day of redemption. Oh, glory. You ought to get that scripture and just meditate that. You're marked, branded, God's own. You're secured for the day of redemption, a final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Grief is associated with loss. If you can't say what the word says, don't say anything. Hallelujah. You're the number one hearer of what you say. Glory to God. Glory to God. You need to say, by his stripes I'm healed. Glory to God. See, you hear me say it, but you need to say it. Hallelujah. You need to tell that checkbook, I call you to prosper. I call abundance over you. I call abundance over you. Hallelujah. I tell you, multiply, multiply. Well, how you expect to get any money? Just by talking to your checkbook. Well, bless God, don't knock it till you tried it. Hallelujah. Bless God. God will meet your need. Hallelujah. You know what? You need to talk to your investments. You need to talk to your retirement fund. You know what? You need to take some of that stuff out and have communion over it. Hallelujah. It works. I go past Beth Tucker's house. I say, I call you a paid-for house. You know, I'm helping her. I'm talking to her house for her. Hallelujah. Any of you want to talk prosperity to me? Come on. It's too many people want to tell you how to die. They want to tell you how to be sick. They want to tell you how all this junk. Glory to God. I don't know how to come to the hospital and tell you how to die. But I do know how to come up there and tell you what the Word says, how you can live. Hallelujah. Talk to your investments. Talk to your retirement funds. Talk to your bank account. If you don't have a bank account, go get one. Don't have to be big, but you need a storehouse for God to bless. You do? Hallelujah. Say, bless your storehouse. Well, get yourself a, you know, if you got to put a dollar or two in there every week, just get yourself something where God can bless it. God says you're prosperous and you say you're broke. The angels fall back and say, well, I guess he wants to be broke. Hallelujah. And they stop helping you to prosper. God said, don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth and don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit are connected, and he doesn't want to hear that stuff because it's not true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When your spirit hears negative stuff, that's what you got to deposit it out of your mouth, out of the heart. Confession is made, you know, out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth speaks. Hallelujah. What's in your heart will come out. Hallelujah. Let me read you a couple of scriptures, and then I want to read you some confessions. Proverbs 3:3 says, let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Don't let mercy and kindness forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them on the tables of your heart. Psalms 45:1, my heart overflows with a godly theme. I address my psalm to the king. My tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. Hallelujah. I always try to remember to confess that because some of you know I get my tang tangled up every now and then. And anyway, I try to confess that my tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. I can write my destiny. Ooh, ooh. People watching that on the internet may think, what in the world's wrong with her? But do you get that? Hallelujah. You ought to get some of it. It's good. Hallelujah. Do you know what? You see that? My tongue, I can write my destiny. It's a pen of a ready writer. Take your tongue and write your destiny. Hallelujah. Nothing will be impossible to you if you say it. Believe with your heart. Glory to God. Don't turn loose. Oh, hallelujah. The more highly developed you get in faith or fear, the quicker the manifestation. I'm going to tell you that again. The more highly developed you get in faith or fear, the quicker the manifestation. Any of you ever get really, really afraid? And man, that thing comes on you like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People, take that word of God. Try to overdose. Glory. You don't get any symptoms. Hallelujah. Don't need an antidote. You can just overdose on the word of God. Hallelujah. Okay, I want you to say this. Won't you stand up and we're going to have you say this. Call that out in Jesus' name. I call that out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. By his stripes you were healed. Say, I declare. I walk in the blessing of Almighty God. I am filled with wisdom. I make good choices. I have clear direction. I declare I'm blessed. I'm blessed with creativity, good ideas, courage, strength. I'm blessed with ability. I declare I'm blessed with good health. I'm blessed with great health. My body functions the way God created it to function. Therefore, all sickness and disease has to leave my body today in the name of Jesus. I rebuke sickness. Generational sickness.
Generational
curses.
Generational
curses. I rebuke them. I say, get out of my body.
I break
generational curses. With the blood of Jesus, I take the blood and I eradicate the assignment that the devil has against my life and the lives of my family. And I say, I eradicate you. I dismiss you. You can't even see what you were going to do in the name of Jesus. So I'm blessed with good health. Good family,
good friends,
and a long, healthy life.
I declare
pains and
sickness,
aches,
cannot stay on my body.
As my days are,
so shall my strength be. I will live
until I'm satisfied.
And when God gets satisfied,
and I'm satisfied,
I'll go home to be with Jesus.
But I won't go home with cancer
or any other debilitating disease.
I'll go to sleep
and I'll wake up in heaven
in Jesus' name.
I declare
I'm blessed with promotion,
with success,
with an obedient heart
and a positive outlook.
Some of you need to say that again.
I'm blessed with a positive outlook.
I take all negative things
out of my conversation
in Jesus' name.
I declare whatever I put my hand to
will prosper and succeed.
I will be blessed in the city
and blessed in the field.
I'll be blessed when I go in
and blessed when I go out.
I declare I'll lend to many
and not borrow.
I'll be above only
and not beneath.
I declare
I don't have one selfish bone in my body.
I am generous
and I give lavishly.
I love people.
The love of God
has been shed abroad
in my heart.
And I
say today,
I will love people.
I forgive.
I set myself to forgive
anybody who's ever hurt me.
I release them
into the freedom of my forgiveness
as an act of my will.
I declare right now
that every negative word,
every curse that has ever been spoken over me
is broken in the name of Jesus.
I declare
the negative things
that have been in my family,
even for generations,
will no longer
have any effect on me.
And I declare, now wait a minute, just let me do that.
I declare that not one thing that Kim's mother's had on her will ever come on this girl.
In Jesus' name,
I declare not one thing,
that fear that the enemy has tried to put on you,
I pull that out right now in Jesus' name.
And I say you are never going to have that.
You hear me? Never in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, we break that.
I declare
the negative things
that have been in my family,
even for generations,
will no longer
have any effect on me.
I declare that from this day forward,
I will experience a new sense of freedom,
a new happiness,
a new fulfillment.
I declare
I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Whoa, I'm blessed.
Glory to God.
Blessed going in, blessed coming out. We're blessed.
Hallelujah.
Now let me tell you one other thing.
Just come up in my spirit.
I've said this before, but I'm going to say it one more time.
You know what?
I ain't ever going to hell.
And you ain't either if you're born again.
What would hell do with you?
It'd have to spit me out.
If I hit hell, it'd have to spit me out.
Because I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
And that can't stay in hell.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to say that. Begin to declare that. Begin to see yourself safe in the arms of Jesus. Oh, glory. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, as I pray over each one of these, God, I believe you. I believe you. I would just ask the healing teams to come and the Abundant Living, all of the Abundant Living teams to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you right now that the healing virtue of Jesus Christ is going down through these people. God, they're being blessed right now. They're being blessed. Oh, God, I've taught them miracles. I've taught them miracles. And you promised signs and wonders would follow the word. You said, God, signs and wonders would follow the word. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders would follow the word. And God, we're expecting that. We're expecting healing virtue to follow. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I bind every negative fear, every fear that's come and haunted you. Some of you, even in the night, even last night, woke up with junk. And I bind that thing and I tell it no more. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Now, the Lord was very purposeful today in this message. We've started back the new year, 2013, with a message on faith. And it's a message to God's people to begin to believe God like you've never believed Amen. Him before. God Amen. Is getting ready to do some things in our midst.
Amen.
In our midst. This place here on Saturday morning, go get your brothers, sisters, families, neighbors, should be filled because God is going to do some huge things this year. And he started it out with a message on faith. So get ready. Get ready. The message that was when we were in the back today and we were praying, there is such an anointing and there is such an increase in this team. Every single one of these people who are up here praying. And when you come up for prayer, you don't need Evelyn and I to pray for you.
That's right.
You join your faith with any person. This is a team that is very well equipped.
Amen.
They are equipped because they've been training in the word. And when you come up here, you're not going to come up here because of this was a, there's a tremendous anointing here today. But you're going to come up believing the word of God to change your life. That's what you base your faith on, is the word of God. So when you come up here, you are in covenant with the Most High God. And whatever you need is yours today. Not tomorrow, today. Lay hold of it. You've heard stories of the supernatural. Get ready for divine encounters with God. Because they're here. We're experiencing them all of the time. Supernatural move of God. So when you come, God today wants to say to you, his people, faith comes from hearing my word, from coming into an agreement with my word. What the word said is what we say. What the word declares forth is what we declare forth, not your circumstances, the word. So when you come up here for prayer today, whether it's for sickness, whether it's for your finances, then you turn around. If you need to get little note cards to put on what the word of God says, you start saying what God's word says about your situation. Not what the circumstance says, not what the mountain's trying to dictate to you, but what the word of God is saying. Now, God today specifically opened up Abundant Living with a teaching on faith. And I think we've got a few more probably coming too.
Right? Yeah, I do.
Amen. It's awesome stuff, so get ready. Get ready. This is your year. You ought to be saying, this is my year for what I've been believing God for. I am laying hold of it. This year, you will have what you say. What are you saying? Are you saying, this is my year?
Amen.
Man.
And you know what? You need to say to the Lord, I'm going up there and I'm getting healed.
Amen.
I'm not backing off of it. I don't care when it manifests. I'd like it soon. But if it don't manifest, today, I'm not going to back off till I see the manifestation. Amen. Draw a line in the sand today and say, devil, just as the Israelites put blood on the doorpost, draw a line and say, devil, you don't cross that line. I'm drawing a line of blood and you can't cross the bloodline. So you might as well know, I'm letting you know that from this day forth, I'm healed. From this day forth, I've got what I believe. And I will get up there and tell. One of these Saturdays, I'll be up there telling what God has done. You need to declare that and don't back off. I don't care what your head says. Well, you're going to look like a fool. Honey, I've looked like a fool a lot of times. But God has always turned it around. He always it may not have come on Friday, but it came. See, God don't always pay on Friday, but he always pays. And you just got to be willing. You can lay hold on it today, and then don't back off your confession. Just what she said. Amen.
You be purposeful. Yeah.
And we're going to see mighty, mighty things this year. How many of you believe that? I mean, really believe it. Yes. Amen. Okay. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, right now that you'll bless these. Bless them coming in. Bless them going out. God, bless their businesses. Bless their homes. God, even if no one else in the whole world prospered, but these people, they will because they're believing you. And others will too. But God, I believe, Father, that as we draw a line, God, as we pray, God, we will prosper because we believe your word and your word said it. So now, God, I just ask that you bless them as they go. Bless, may this be the year when they see their families come into the kingdom, when they see that overload of prosperity, God, that overload, that transfer of prosperity, God. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.